you know, even 20 years. So time should not be an issue here.
It seems to me we need to back up, though, and think of what is really before us, because she did not apply, or the group did not apply for asylum within the one-year period of time, right? So we're really just dealing here with withholding of removal.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay, so you agree with that?
Yes, we do.
In terms of withholding of removal, the question really is, it's a future-oriented question, in a sense. You know, is there a clear probability that there'll be future persecution based on these events that were that far in the past?
That's right.
And why isn't the IJ entitled to say, if it's really that far in the past, maybe it doesn't tell us very much about what's going to happen in the future?
The reason is past persecution presumes a reasonable fear of future persecution.
Well, in an asylum case, how does that work for withholding of removal?
Well, in this case, in Indonesia, there's a periodic riots against Chinese, especially Christian Chinese. And this has been repeating for the past 20, 30 years and has demonstrated in the country report. And the respondent had come across these violence from native Indonesians. And her experience from her childhood and her experience in 1998, during the 1998 riot, in her mind creates a reasonable fear of future persecution.
It just seems to me, in an overall sense, of course, an IJ, like any hearing officer, district court judge, or an administrative judge of any type, is entitled to control the testimony. It's not like these facts didn't come into the record at all. The judge was aware of them, but didn't think that there was enough of a link, thought it was really too remote.
Correct. This court has held that the IJ can limit the testimony to exclude irrelevant events. However, in this case, the petitioner is trying to testify to rape and sexual assaults, and these are definitely relevant to her claim of past persecution and her fear of future persecution.
Yeah, I don't know that he excluded that, though. I mean, he in fact accepts the testimony and accepts that there's a subjective belief that they're afraid to return, but he doesn't see that there is enough of an objective basis, at least according to the opinion that he rendered.
Well, as he limited the testimony, he failed to develop the record, Your Honor, and therefore his assessment cannot be deemed supported by substantial evidence. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Haney.
Good morning. May it please the court, Michael Haney for the United States Attorney General. The petitioners in this case received a meaningful opportunity to be heard over the course of three hearings before the immigration judge, during which both adult petitioners testified at length. Their claim of a lack of due process, therefore, must be rejected. Further, in a case directly on point on the issue, and as acknowledged by petitioners in their reply brief to this court at page 1, petitioners' challenge to the immigration judge's finding that their asylum application was filed almost 2 years out of time is foreclosed by this court's recent decision in Basile v. Gonzalez. In addition, substantial evidence supports the immigration judge's denial of the petitioner's withholding of removal claim because petitioners did not show that it is more likely than not that they would be persecuted on account of their race or religion if they were returned to Indonesia. Lastly, having failed to argue their CAT claim in their appeal to the board or in their opening brief to this court, petitioners have waived that claim. With regard to the petitioner's claim that they were not allowed a full and fair hearing, the immigration judge has broad discretion to focus testimony on what he or she believes to be relevant. Due process requires, of course, a meaningful opportunity to be heard, but to prevail on a due process claim, the alien must show prejudice. The record in this matter clearly shows that the petitioners were allowed a reasonable opportunity to fully and fairly present their case, and therefore that they were not denied due process. Petitioners were represented by counsel. They introduced evidence into the record that was considered by the immigration judge in making his decision. Both adult petitioners, as I said, testified at length, including Petitioner Sanusi's testimony about the assaults that occurred to her as a girl and her fleeing from the May 1998 riots. The petitioners answered questions that were posed by their counsel, by the immigration judge, and by opposing counsel. Therefore, petitioners were allowed a reasonable opportunity to fully and fairly present their case. With regard to petitioner's withholding claim, as Petitioner Sanusi testified and as the immigration judge noted in his decision, the burning of Petitioner Sanusi's parents' home during the May 1998 riots and the rock-throwing incidents that occurred in January and May of 2000, respectively, occurred during a period or periods of civil disturbance. Generalized conditions of strife do not show that an individual asylum applicant will be singled out for persecution on account of one of the enumerated grounds.
But, you know, that argument struck me as kind of overdrawn, because if the generalized strife was focusing on Chinese individuals in Indonesia, it strikes me you do come back to the protected ground. It'd be like saying there was no persecution against the Jews in Nazi Germany because it was a socially, you know, it was a countrywide phenomenon. We wouldn't say that. We would say, no, there was focus. And I understood their argument anyway to be that in these upset conditions that were prevailing in Indonesia at the time, the people of Chinese ancestry or derivation were a particular target.
Yes, Your Honor, but this court has also held, and it is well settled, that general oppressive conditions that affect the entire population of a country do not provide a basis for asylum. In similar contexts, this principle has been interpreted to mean that fear of general conditions of ethnic persecution common to all members of an ethnic minority does not constitute the well-founded fear of persecution required by statute.
Yeah, I think that's the what we need to be careful about, because that would lead you to the thing that you and I both agree would not be an accurate statement of the asylum law. If there is focused persecution of one particular group in society, then, as I understand, both the international conventions and our own laws implementing them, that's a ground for saying I'm being persecuted on the basis of my X characteristic.
What's the present status of the Sale case and the Lo Long case in the Ninth Circuit? I knew one of them was up for in bank review.
Lo Long,
of course, but went in great depth into this very question.
Yes, Your Honor. Lo Long there has been a motion filed for en banc rehearing in that case, and I believe petitioners, in fact, mention the Sale case and go further then to cite the Lee case as a case heard by this court, when, in fact, it's a Third Circuit case. It says that in the petitioner's brief, reply brief at page 3, and their opening brief at page 19 say that the Lee v. Ashcroft case decided by the Third Circuit cited Sale with approval. Well, it didn't cite Sale with approval. It rejected the disfavored group category that Sale created. And this court in Fermanja v. Gonzalez has stated that it hasn't recognized this lower threshold of proof based on membership in a disfavored group, citing the Lee case in the Third Circuit. I think Lo Long and Sale can be further distinguished here, Your Honor, in that in both Lo Long and Sale, the petitioner was a female, Christian, ethnic Chinese, Indonesian. But the claim that was before both those courts in Lo Long and Sale was an asylum application. Here we have withholding, which of course is a more stringent or higher standard.
Yeah, there was a lot of emphasis, as I recall, on the sex of the petitioner in Lo Long. Anyway,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. In both Lo Long and Sale, it was a female. She was ethnic Chinese of Indonesia.
But the status of the Chinese in Indonesia is problematic, should we say?
Yes, Your Honor, it is. I would just say one more thing in that regard, that with regard to this fear of general conditions of ethnic persecution among all members of an ethnicity, that this principle has been broadly interpreted to disqualify as a well-founded fear persecution common to all members of a minority. Petitioners claimed fear of persecution upon return to Indonesia based on their minority Chinese ethnicity and their Catholic religion, we argue, thus fails. They did not show persecution or a well-founded fear of persecution, and having failed to do that, they are not entitled to withholding of removal, which requires a higher standard. If there are no other questions, for the foregoing reasons, to the extent that the court lacks subject matter jurisdiction to conduct such review, this court should dismiss petitioner's petition for review and should deny the remainder thereof. And that concludes the
government. Mr. Haney, you take this as an additional duty, you're arguing this case today?
Yes, sir. I'm on detail to the Department of Justice from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How much time? You have 4 minutes, counsel.
Your Honor, the petitioner's repeated brushes with problems in her own country tends to show that they fear a clear probability of future persecution. She had problems with sexual assault and the home set on fire, rocks thrown at churches, and so on. And we just asked the court to remand this case for further factual development at the IJ. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement. And we move to...